Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena again, Rob. How are you?
Good, I'm very well, thank you.
That is
on
good to hear.
On my third cup of tea, so I'm quite good.
Ready to go.
Bit like you, I'm sort of still on holiday mode.
I think we're all just easing back into it. You can, you know, take or leave what you want at this time of the year.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
So I've got a couple of little stories here. Scientists, my favourite people. Sometimes I love them, other times it's like, what are you doing? What's wrong
dear.
With you? So my first one is, what are you doing?
Okay.
Scientists at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory have undertaken complex calculations to determine when the sun will stop.
Oh, wow.
Now, straight away, I got a problem with this.
Okay,
this is in the same area as questions that can never really be answered. Do you know what I mean?
Can
By
it,
people
though?
That get lots of money for guessing.
But I guess it's important to know when the
Why?
Sun's going to go out.
Well,
because what if it's going to go
difference.
Out next week and then...
Well, yeah, that I'd be all up for that. Because we'd,
that's a problem.
We'd have enough time to charge our batteries. But they've theorised, or actually that's a posh word for guessed.
They've had a crack at guessing.
And it's going to be in about 5 billion years' time.
Oh, good.
Now, what a waste of brain power. At least they didn't say 42.
42.
Which was, we talked about this before actually over lockdown. It's like philosophising about things is really great, but don't drive yourself mad.
How long did it take for them to come to that conclusion?
I don't know, and I want to know what the complex calculations were, and they said, we're not going to tell you, you wouldn't understand. I reckon they did that in 20 minutes. They got paid vast amounts of money.
You reckon they just looked... Not directly at the sun, because you can't really do that, but looked sort of up at the sun-ish, and then you were like, I reckon that's got about 5 billion, let's say.
If that was me, I would have given a specific date and a time and everything, because at least you made an effort, probably 5 billion years.
Isn't that what the Mayans tried to do, and then in 2012 everyone was like, this is when it's happening, and here we are.
I remember
We're still rolling.
All I will say is, like, you're very clever people, think about something that we can actually sort out now.
Well, isn't this all part of, you know, like, you need to know these things to know how the climate change and all those pressing, urgent, contemporary
issues.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Let's sort that out, not what's going to happen in 5 billion years' time, because seriously, none of us are going to be here.
Maybe it was a way to be like, guys, we're okay for a few more times to go. Maybe
exactly.
It was like a nice, like...
Reassuring.
Yeah.
It's all going shit, but the sun's not going to go out for at least 5 billion years, so you don't have to worry about
I shouldn't let it, but that sort of stuff annoys me.
Fair enough, Rob. Fair enough.
Annoys it. Right, this is a good one.
Okay.
Now, I never heard of this. The tequila fish.
The tequila fish?
Or the Zujoneticus tequila.
Oh, I'm Googling this.
Yeah, Google it, because it's a beautiful little fish. It actually comes... It was discovered in South Mexico in 1990 in the Techitlan River. I just made it up because I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
And it's in the area of the Tequila volcano, which I never heard of before, hence the name.
Oh, my gosh, they're so cute.
They're lovely, aren't they? By 2003, they totally disappeared.
Oh, they are cute. Sorry.
By 2003, they totally disappeared from the wild and had been declared extinct.
Oh, no.
Due to invasive exotic fish and water pollution, right?
Whoa.
Now, thanks, humanity, again. Thanks for all that. Anyway, see, scientists should have been worried about that, not what's happening in 5 million years' time. Anyway, previously in 1998, scientists at the Mexico University could see what was happening. The aquatic biology unit received 5 pairs of fish from Chester Zoo in England, which is pretty random.
Okay, yeah, it's a bit random, but that's all right.
And they started a breeding program. They released 40 pairs from the colony. I always have trouble with that word. I always want to say coronary. Into a large artificial pond at the university to expose them to semi-natural environment so they can let them back. And after 4 years, the population had got up to 10,000.
Crikey. Go with the little fish.
Well, the local community got right behind it.
Nice.
Because they wanted them back in, and they stopped all the pollution and all that. And they've let them go, and they're starting to breed again. And I think that's really quite a nice...
That is nice. That's what we like to hear. Good science story.
So, yeah, it's a good story. It's a good story.
If people go and look them up, they are such cute little fish.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're like sort of silvery grey, and then they've got a lovely orange sort of rim around their tail. It's very cool.
When I first read tequila fish, I was thinking, oh, is that the one step up from the worm? Like you buy a bottle of tea and it's got a fish swimming about in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't.
It's hearty if it can swim around in that. Those are some good stories. Have you got a poem for us today?
I certainly have.
Yes, it's been a hot minute. Shall I hit the sting?
Yeah, go on. Oh my God, it's so hot.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I'm just laughing at every time Rob has a break, he has to fan himself down because it's too hot.
I'm sitting there, I might as well be wearing like a wool suit or something.
You are wearing two layers, though, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I'm not a well man. Right, this poem is called Don't Let the Flies Take Over the Flypaper.
Ooh, okay.
Right, science beats Facebook 100%, and Dave Chappelle isn't funny. In actual fact, he's a dinosaur and totally spent. When it came to Handworth Council, Jackie Weaver had the authority. So get rid of balloonhead Boris, put Jackie in charge, make that a priority. It was the rise of the minority negative noise. Best thing to do is ignore them, especially when they destroy their own toys. The Earth has never been more disorganised as it is right now. But that's true of my head and imploding at the same time, which actually means nothing. So don't worry, you won't get covered in slime. And in some people, it's some people's belief that sharks don't care about teeth or giant bees can't fly. I had it explained, didn't understand it, so I still don't know why. But lots of things don't make sense. Like, did you know my great-great-uncle invented the chain link fence? Now, some of this is true and some of it is not. You'll have to decide. I haven't got a clue because I've totally lost the plot. Don't let the flies take over the flypaper.
Ooh,
thank you.
Snaps for that one, Rob. We need to get some good snapping stings here. Zazie can only snap with one hand because of her bandage on the other one. I enjoyed that. Much to think on there.
Everything that happened in the year and what stuff I want to happen, let's just ignore the negative noise. Ignore them.
Bring back Jackie Weaver.
Yeah. I actually saw her on a couple of programs.
Oh, did you?
I just love it. You know, like, looking back on what had happened.
So many things happened last year. Jackie Weaver truly was a highlight, though. If you don't know what we're talking about, just have a little Google.
Jackie Weaver.
You've picked us an X-ray specs track this morning.
Yes,
what are we going with?
Germ pre-adolescence, because that's what we all need a bit of that.
We all do need a little bit of that. This is actually a Peel Session version from 1978. Let's have a listen.
Know your rights is out there.
Great choice, Rob. That is Germ-Free Adolescence by X-Ray Specs, of course. That was a Peel session from 1978.
What a good... Well, John Peel.
John Peel.
What a godfather of music.
What an absolute legend.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.